This is BBC Five Live.
Hello, local radio listeners. I'm Rod Sharp with the BBC News. The European Union formally charged Google on Wednesday with abusing its market position to favour its own products in internet searches. The charges could cost Google billions of dollars, and they follow a five-year investigation. The EU Competition Commissioner, Margrethe Vestager, says she is concerned that the company has given unfair advantage to its own comparison shopping service, and Google has 10 weeks to respond. But the company says it strongly disagrees with the EU. Ryan Radia is Associate Director of Technology Studies with the Competitive Enterprise Institute in Washington, D.C. Hello, Mr. Radia.
Hello, good to be here.
Good to have you with us. I suppose first question is, could this happen in the United States? Could Google be for any kind of a high jump like this in the U.S.?
The U.S. competition regulator, the Federal Trade Commission, actually already spent several years looking into Google. It heard the complaints of Google's competitors, and a few years ago, the FTC in the state declined to act. Of course, that doesn't mean that something else couldn't happen, but generally, Google is seen as fairly safe from this sort of intervention in the states, whereas, of course, in Europe, there's a harsher approach on these issues.
Mm-hmm. And what is it that the Europeans so object to?
The chief basis for this latest announcement, the statement of objections, involves how Google Search treats Google's various products to help users find things like products, restaurants, flights, hotels, and so forth. The allegation is that it's wrong for Google to highlight how its product search shows where you can buy a TV or its travel site shows hotel rooms and flights. The idea is that this makes it harder for companies like Amazon or Yelp or Expedia to compete, even though these companies seem to be doing pretty well on their own.
But which, I wonder, comes first? Google elbows its way to the top of the heap, adds new services, and then favors them over its competition. What's wrong with that from a competitive point of view?
To me, there's nothing wrong with it when the company earned its position legitimately and is using it to make better products. Of course, Google thinks that its product search and its travel site is the best, or at least it's trying to make it that way, or else it wouldn't be investing in that platform. But the critics, the competitors to Google, have lobbied regulators across the globe and of course in Europe with great effect, trying to convince them that Google should essentially have neutrality with respect to other platforms that are increasingly competing with Google, as if Google is sort of an essential facility that everyone gets access to, even though, of course, Google built the search engine in a world where it had existing competition that was far larger than it was at the time.
Well, and that might be Microsoft. I wonder if we could compare it with what Microsoft went through in Europe in the 90s.
There's certainly some parallels in that you have a company that is perceived as dominant. Then it was Microsoft and its Windows operating system. Now it's Google with search. And the government intervened. Eventually, the European Commission forced Microsoft to include a ballot. So when you first launch Windows on a new computer, you have to pick which browser you use. In fact, Microsoft was even forced to sell its operating system without a media player. They called it, I believe, Windows Reduced Functionality Edition or something. Yet, of course, now when we talk about competition, it's not about Windows. It's about the mobile operating system or the browser, where there is, of course, plenty of competition. But that, too, is now under fire from the European Commission. In addition to announcing their objections to Google on its search engine, they're also now investigating the Android operating system for dominance in the mobile world, even though the iPhone, of course, is still an extremely popular platform, especially on the higher end of the market among users who actually spend money to buy apps.
So the European Commission has been looking into Google for 5 years. Now they've given Google 10 weeks to respond. What is actually likely to happen here? I mean, are Google holding back on some brilliant tactic or marvelous defense?
Well, I think we'll see Google make a lot of the arguments it's been making for a while. It already came out with a blog post by one of its top search executives explaining why, if you look at the data, in fact, companies like Expedia, Amazon, and eBay are actually doing better now relative to Google's products than they used to be. Essentially, I think Google will marshal the data to show that whatever dominance it has in search isn't crushing rivals. In fact, now folks are going directly to sites like Yelp and Amazon to find what they want. They might not even be typing in the product of Google in the first place. So Google, I think, will focus on the data showing first that there's no problem here. Competition is thriving. And second, that this cycle of competition where companies try to one-up one another is a good thing for consumers. It leads to better products where we would have harder times finding cheap flights or the best deal on TV. It's actually getting easier. And part of that is because Amazon has its massive platform. Google has its own. Facebook has its own. And all of these companies are increasingly competing against one another in many of the same spaces. And the cycle is working out pretty well for consumers, at least as I see it.
What's the worst that could happen for Google? Would they separate shopping and flights into a separate app for each one?
Separating the apps from one another is something that the European Commission might insist on. Of course, there is review by a court, but we have seen these sort of remedies before. Another option is a fine. The European Commission has fined companies billions of dollars. One example is Intel. So Google could be hit with a fine. I don't think we'll see anything drastic like an attempt to split up the company. But in the next couple of years, if the commission ends up deciding that Google has broken the law, which it has not done yet, there will certainly be some combination of a fine and a requirement that Google change its practices. But of course, Google will be fighting back aggressively, and it's certainly had a successful track record in the United States on that front.
Ryan Radia, thank you very much.
Thank you.
This is BBC Five Live.